Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello to you. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, His forgiving Son, His wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life, and He is what We Kids is all about, especially during this resurrection season. Rachel and Tirza, nice to have you two little listeners in tune with We Kids today. Marie, Frank, Fred, Julia, Rachel, and Robert, how grown you have become over the years. And you're still listening, that's wonderful. Sapphira, Abigail, Samuel, Rebecca, Stephen, and Elizabeth. How about a big family hug to this crowd here? Loving you all. In the UP, listening to Gospel Opportunities Radio, there's Landon, Benjamin, and sweet little Grace, and a lot of other kiddos and their families listening in this area. And hello to my smiling little Mercy Rose, you adorable little thing, you. And greetings to your neighbors Bryce, Kira, Hannah, and Rebecca. Isn't it great to be farming for Jesus? Susanna, Aram, Leah, Joy. How long has it been? Namianze, Chisache, good to have you listening to We Kids, couple of the newest little ones. And there's this growing, wonderful, blessed family, Isaiah, Joel, Grace, Peter, Andrew, Daniel, and the newest little one, Mercy. Congratulations, Aaron and Laura, on the birth of this newest little one, a gift from God. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, have you noticed that nobody comes back from the dead? Because dead is dead. Nobody. Nobody, that is, except Jesus Christ, the God-man. He gave His life, the Bible says, as a ransom for many. And then, yes, He came back from the dead. That's what we're celebrating during this resurrection edition of We Kids. Carissa?
Psalm 101 and 2.
Atta girl.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all your lands.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before His presence with singing.
All right.
Make a joyful shout to God of our salvation.
God of our salvation, King of kings, Lord of everything.
Praise the Lord!
And that's a wonderful way to get started on We Kids here. Praising God for who He is, the creator of the universe, the one who made us lovingly out of nothing. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you know who does that? God does that. And we can know Him, we can love Him, we can live for Him, we can serve Him joyfully because of Jesus Christ, the God-man, the Son of God, who came down to be one of us, who ministered, who gave His life on the cross of Calvary. But that wasn't the end, because He rose from the dead. That's what we're celebrating during this resurrection season. Good singing on We Kids. And listening, youngster, have you thought about that? How is it that Jesus can be our Lord, our God, our King, now and forevermore? How is it that Jesus could be the Lamb of God? Well, that comes from the Old Testament, where the Bible talks about lambs being killed to cover sin. That was the law. Where there was sin, there had to be death. There had to be blood. And so day after day, month after month, year after year, many, many lambs lost their lives. They were killed. They were sacrificed. And it didn't work. It only covered sin. It did not take away sin. And so Jesus came as the perfect Lamb of God. And He gave His life. It was not taken from Him. He gave it lovingly. And that's what Bible time is about here, as we read directly from the Word of God, from John chapter 19 and 20. I'll read from the Word of God in just a moment. First, though, let's set the scene. Jesus was betrayed and arrested, and He was brought before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor over Israel. And very shortly, Pilate found himself caught in terrible trouble because behind him was the unforgiving power of Rome. In front of him, the religious schemes of the Jewish council stirred up a mob to scream for the death of Jesus Christ. Now, from the Word of God, John chapter 19, beginning with verse 16. So Pilate delivered Jesus to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and He went out, bearing His own cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified Him, and with Him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. And Pilate wrote an inscription also, and put it on the cross. And it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. Therefore, this inscription many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. And so the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." The soldiers, therefore, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. They said therefore to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be." That the scripture might be fulfilled, "They divided my outer garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate granted permission. He came, therefore, and took away his body. And Nicodemus came also, who had first come to him by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. And so they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, on account of the Jewish day of preparation, because the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Just came.
This is the Resurrection Day edition of We Kids, and now, after the bad news of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, I read to you the beginning of John chapter 20 about his resurrection. Nobody does that but God himself. This is the Bible. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark, and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. And so she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and they were going to the tomb. And the two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first, and stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Simon Peter therefore also came following him, and entered the tomb. And he beheld the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had first come to the tomb entered then also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary was standing outside the tomb, weeping. And so, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she beheld two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." But when she said this, she turned around and beheld Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord,"
and that he had said these things to her.
From the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his
That is great news. The Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Death could not hold him down. And that proves that, number one, he is God, and number two, that he loves us. Somebody had to take the punishment for our sins. And that's why we call this the good news of the gospel. Yes, it's great news.
Mr. Nick.
Hello, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, that was pretty good about Jesus coming back.
Do you mean great?
Yeah, great.
Right out of John chapters 19 and 20. Oh, I love to read the Bible.
Jesus is alive.
Yes, and that's why we Christians like to say to each other during Resurrection Weekend, He is risen.
He is risen.
And if someone says that to you, then you say, He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed.
Good. Let's try that again, shall we? What about Jesus?
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Praise him.
For he is the God of our salvation, the King of kings, the Lord of everything.
Hey, I remember that.
That's from our first song a few minutes back. Oh, thanks, by the way, to the Wissman and Stengel kids singing their hearts out to help us get started with We Kids here.
Mr. Nick, do you mean singing from their hearts?
Yes, that too. Hey, Nicky, shall we remind little listeners about our website?
You mean wekids.org?
Yes, wekids.org, a good family-friendly place to visit online.
I like wekids.org.
I do too. Hey, thanks for dropping by, Nicky.
Sure, Mr. Nick. See ya.
Bye, little guy.
Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. To know your will, to hear your voice, to follow.
Our Lord Jesus Christ died for us so that we can live for Him. Wow, such a deal. Such love, such grace, such mercy. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful way to close this resurrection edition of We Kids. And do you remember the theme of this program? That Jesus Christ is alive? Yes, he died, but he came back from the dead. Praise his holy name. I love what the Bible says in the first part of Matthew 28:6. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. That's good to remember, the first part of Matthew 28:6. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. And if someone says to you, he is risen, do you remember what you say back? Remember Nikki and I were talking about this? If someone says to you, he is risen, you can respond with, he is risen indeed. And of course, we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life on the cross and then rose from the dead. Oh, talk about good, good news. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I've enjoyed this time together, a wonderful time to gather the kids at the radio and internet neighborhoods and to rejoice in our Lord Jesus Christ. Is this my exit machine? Well, looks rideable. Let me see if I can get up onto this thing and put on my helmet. I suppose that's why this is here. We like to be protected while we ride out of this program. Now, where's the go button on this? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Problem. Let's try it again. It's happening. Oh, I think this is working. I like this thing. Hey, kiddo. Remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. And don't forget, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed.